presentation of Another Voice on KRCB.org is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a great renewable source of energy is human action on behalf of a healthy planet. Information on going solar is available at SolarWorks Downtown Sebastopol office, 707-829-8282, or online at solarworksca.com.
Whatever happened to darling, a friend wondered. His parents always called each other darling, but he never hears the word anymore and thought it was a 1950s thing that went out of fashion with fedoras and fur stoles. Actually, I don't remember my own parents, who were of the same vintage, using darling. They were more the pumpkin and snooks type. Looking through Valentine cards, I didn't see a single darling, nor baby cakes or sweet drawers, for that matter. A few cards said sweetheart, and there was one honey bunny. And thankfully, no dear, which is fine with me, because dear has been too long abused by strangers as a presumed intimacy, usually by a person serving your eggs or finding your shoe size. Sometimes they'll even call you dearie, which is even worse than ma'am. Darling, however, does seem worth preserving. It sounds like a grown-up endearment, something that goes with long-term love that's prevailed, past a few bumps. It's full-bodied, like a Cabernet. And when you need to, you can sharpen it and use it as a barb, just by giving the ing a long downbeat, as in, darling, you're being a jerk. I've heard the same warning message wrapped into honey and sweetheart as well. It's all in how you clench your teeth and squint your eyes. One of my daughters calls her loved one babe or baby. No honey or hun, she insists. That surprised me because I often call my kids honey, but in a concerned motherly kind of way, as in, oh, honey, those heels are going to wreck your feet. Unless you're William Powell playing with Myrna Loy, I think that the most treacherous term for a husband to attach to a wife is mommy. I don't mean as a form of reference, as in, don't drink mommy's martini, but as the man walking in the door and saying, hi, mommy, what's for dinner? It's troubling. It makes me worry they have separate beds. Of course, pet names can be confusing to young children just starting to figure out who's who. A friend's 2-year-old picked up on his father's special endearment and one morning said to his mother, hey, babe, can I have some orange juice? I know a macho Tennessean who calls his son's baby, and they are 11 and 15. He says it's a Southern thing. His own father calls him and his brother darling. A person I am fond of calls just about everyone sweetie. His wife, his daughters, his granddaughter, his girl dog. He says it works to have one endearment fits all, especially in a female-dominated family. My friend Robin calls everyone cutie. The Word Detective website reports that darling is the most popular and one of the oldest endearments in the English language, deriving from the Old English word dior, which means beloved or dear. That was before the service industry appropriated the word, no doubt. I know a woman who always wanted to be called Principessa, but she married a Californian instead of an Italian. Here's another loving term. It's not so much an endearment, but a friendly alternative to significant other in referring to someone in a committed but unmarried relationship. My neighbor calls her son's longtime partner her daughter-in-love. She in turn becomes the mother-in-love. That has possibilities. As the mother says, it's perfect since it's the love, not the law, that holds them together. And isn't that the case with us all? Honey pie? For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.